Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Second one, give the handoff here. Kroski Merritt has a wall. He is in. Touchdown, Commanders.
That was one of two Bill touchdowns yesterday. Looking forward to chatting with him at 5 tomorrow. We've got Jay Gruden at 5 today. And My Chemical Romance tickets at 4 o'clock that will be given away. Busy week for your boys out and about. So here's the deal. Caps fans, Wednesday, leading up to puck drop on a brand new season, it'll be a Caps-heavy, football-heavy show. We're going to double dip, but we're going to be in D.C. at City Tap House, where we've had some great crowds and a lot of energy.
Love that place, man.
Before Caps games, the food is incredible, the environment's awesome, and it's in the shadows of Capital One Arena right outside the building. So we're going over there again on a Wednesday. We were there for the Ovi watch, basically, as he was getting closer and closer to Gretzky's record. We were doing a lot of shows over there, and Caps fans were coming out in droves. So we're going to be over there live from 2 to 6:30 on Wednesday ahead of the kickoff of a brand new Caps season on Wednesday night against the Bruins. And then we do have a Friday field trip this week at Char Bar. We were just there a couple weeks ago. This is a beautiful new restaurant and bar at the brand new JW Marriott out in Reston. And this bar is incredible.
I cannot say enough good things about it. Like, I can't. It is, first of all, it's gorgeous.
I know you're excited to get back out there.
Well, I'm saying this in a good way.
Because there's like two things left on the menu that you didn't eat.
That I didn't have, yeah.
And my guess is that you're going to polish those
off. Yes, I didn't eat the cheeseburger last time, which is what's coming. But I'm saying this in a good way. When I first set foot in there, I feel like I shouldn't be there. Does that make sense? I go, this place is amazing. Are you sure you want me? Like, are you sure that old Randy Nouye is welcome here? It is awesome. The food is incredible. The bar's right there. The staff is world-class. That place rules. Can't
so,
wait.
Wednesday, Caps fans, City Tap House in D.C. If you're going to the game rocking your red, come on by before you go over to the arena. We'll be there all show long, 2 to 6:30. And then Friday, back out and resting at the JW Marriott, we will be hanging out at Char Bar, which is just a beautiful, beautiful new power lunch spot out there, which is very, very cool. All right, did they fix their problems on the road? I guess that's one of my questions. It's odd to say no after you win 27-10 against the Rams, but part of the problem I've had with their road games, Danny, in Green Bay, you saw this. In Atlanta, you saw this. And then we forget, but you definitely saw it for a quarter and a half or so yesterday. The lifeless starts, the energyless beginnings, the sluggish offensive performances in the opening drives yesterday, and defensively having no answers, coming out and giving up drives and points and some bad penalties to extend drives. I mean, these are themes that have now taken place in not one or two, but three road games to start. Because of how they responded, they got punched in the mouth and they tasted blood and they swallowed it and they punched back and they won that bout. No doubt about it. So I feel better about the reaction and maybe like they figured something out, they solved it, because we saw them play a half of football to end this game, outscoring their opponent 17-0 yesterday. That makes you think on the road maybe they found a way to make their game portable. But I am still worried about road starts.
I am too.
They're in Dallas in 2 weeks. Why would I be confident that they just come out and jump on the Cowboys? They haven't done it yet.
No, they haven't. And I think that's okay. A day after a win, nobody wants to hear anything but how awesome everything is, right? But as you know, on this show, we'll say we're right, we're wrong, et cetera. We try to call balls and strikes. They were a couple of miscues from the Chargers and a 50-50 proposition, which is a forced fumble. Sometimes you get it back, sometimes you don't. Away from it being 17-0 or, you know, a punt return for a touchdown had nothing to do with their effort.
You're right? On your way to getting blown out.
Yeah, the other team was way better than you to start the game through the middle of the second quarter. Then you turn it on, then you were the better team, and you mud-stomped them. You deserve credit for that. The Chargers opened the door, and Washington stormed through it. They won the game. They deserved to win the game. I got no problem taking that win. It's not one of those like, I'm going to get out of there somehow. No. They were the better team. They won it. But they didn't start that way. They started off easily the second best team. Think about it. Herbert was, even though he was harassed, there was still some pressure. If he got the pass off, dudes were open. Wide open Chargers. Catching and running. And Keenan Allen is bounding through your secondary like a gazelle. That guy, who's a million years old and you know, was barely used in Chicago, that guy looked like a 25-year-old Keenan Allen. They were crushing Washington in that way. And once the turnovers happened, or once the some of the bad plays by the Chargers started to mount, Washington turned the tide, got all the momentum, then got the feet underneath them. So I'm hoping that's the beginning of, hey, we're capable of that. Let's just start the game that way. But no, given the most recent sample, I don't know that their quote-unquote road woes are solved.
I would agree with that. I think there's a chance that, in fact, they are not. And that is something that, they're going to have to continue to put a focus on and an emphasis on, finding a way to start faster. Dan Quinn in his press conference yesterday suggested that going out there when they did, which was Thursday, to have their Friday practice ended up being really helpful. And he thanked Josh Harris. I think that was code word for spending the extra money to be out there longer and do what they had to do to get set up for a Friday practice. He said it was their best Friday practice of the year, and it sounded like he knew they were going to play really well in L.A. based on being out there for that Friday workout. Normally, teams do their Friday practice at their facility, and then they fly afterwards cross-country Friday evening. They land, they meet Friday night, they do a Saturday walkthrough. That's not what they did, and he thought it was actually a big factor for them that they were out there, they got that practice in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.